This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, Goo, I'm a little confused about something.
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Your love for Draymond, the shade has turned into love. Because I told you that's where I'm at, man.
So here's what I was thinking. So just follow me in how it all comes together. Like I said, I'm listening to Spadoni, and he said, you know what, maybe it's just in their year and expectations change and maybe make the playoffs win the division and everything's gravy after that.
Oh.
And then I thought, well, that's not good enough at all. But then I thought this. So we've talked so much about, is this year their last shot at it? Or their best opportunity? And I think we all said yes before the season. But with the addition of the young players, I'm starting to think maybe their window will lengthen with Brock Purdy and with some of the young guys they brought in.
Okay, so why does that stop now to where the playoffs suffice?
Because, I'll tell you why, is because maybe this is a transition from being a Super Bowl contender. This is the year where you just make the playoffs, but then you build off that next year, if you know what I mean,
with a
different kind of personnel. But anyway, then I heard this from Draymond Green. This is unbelievable. Man. So Draymond Green was on Fred Warner's podcast called The Warner House, and they were talking about winning Super Bowls and winning NBA championships.
Okay.
And listen to this conversation between Draymond Green and Fred Warner. It's gold. Take a listen.
Once you do it, you know how. And once you know how to do it, like, we won a championship in 2022, not because we were the best team. Mm. We won a championship in 2022 because we knew how. Like, right. Steph, Clay, and I knew how to win. And so we knew how to win a championship. Boston didn't know how to win a championship. And so when it came down to it, one of the things that the Chiefs have over y'all is something that y'all will have to get, the hump that y'all will have to get over, is they know how to do it. So in every single moment, they have something to draw from to say, oh, this is like this, and we did this. Or the mindset now has to be that. Or if we can attack this guy, he'd be like attacking that guy when we did this, right? And so you start to make those correlations.
All right, so that was Draymond Green talking to Fred Warner about that. What do you think?
It's just fascinating. And I think Draymond Green, Stani, has me thinking, and, you know, where is the window now for the Niners? Is it closer to being shut, or is it wide open? I told you, my fear was, when you get there, and Spadoni's going to help me, Stani, how many teams have lost two Super Bowls and come back and even won one? So, conventional wisdom to your point about, hey, I like the newness and the youngsters making contributions. But at the end of the day, I think Draymond was like, be careful. You guys have had chances, but when you get that one, you're more likely to get multiple. But man, you better hurry up and cash that ticket. And that ticket, to me, started in 2019 under Kyle. And how many chances Steve Young sound we have? Remember, he said in the summer last year was their best chance, he thought. So we'll see.
Yeah, and here's the second part of the Draymond Green conversation with Fred Warner.
In 2022, after game 3, we were down 2-1. And I walked in the locker room and I'm walking off the court and I'm just thinking to myself, this feels so familiar. And I literally walk in the locker room, and Boston locker room, the way it was set up at this time, is like the first two lockers are Steph. I walk in the locker room, he the first person I see. And I just see he got this look on his face, like. And so I stop and I'm standing there looking at him and I'm like, and he say, you thinking what I'm thinking? I said, this is Memphis all over again. Because in 2015, wow, we were down to Memphis 2-1, and it felt like the world was collapsing. And we had never done it, though. And so I hit Steph, and I'm like, yo, let's get out. Let's go to Blue City Cafe. I know at Blue City Cafe is a little barbecue joint right on Beale Street. We go in there. We get some drinks. We have some food. It's when... this one, diet ain't a thing for us. We young. We go to Blue City Cafe. Yeah. And we go in there. We have some drinks. I just know I got to get him out the room. Like, he in his head. He in there thinking about the game. Like, I'm in the room thinking, let's get out. We go to Blue City Cafe. We settle in. Next three games, we win. So I say, this feels like, and he like, yes, this is exactly what it feels like. I'm telling you. Like, he like, all right, cool, we got it, it's over. I'm like, yes, it's over, for sure, like, it's over. All
right, we're going straight to Blue City Cafe, right from here, we're going.
It's over. Uh-huh. So then I walk around, and I always, when I come in the locker room, I go around, I dap everybody. I get to Clay, and Clay like, Dre, man, this feel real 2015-ish. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew right away, it's over, they done, we won.
Uh-huh. Wow, man. So what do you think the advice is to Fred right there? Like, the Warriors, I mean, Draymond's a four-time champ. He did it. They've done it. But the Niners, Donnie, how many chances or cracks are you going to get with this regime?
Well, and that's the big question. How many shots at it is this team going to get?
Buffalo got four, and that was incredible, right?
Yeah. It was four in a row.
Man.
But in Oakland... what's going on, bud? How you doing?
What's good, John? Hey, so listen, you know, I'm not really too sold on the team as a whole. Now, listen, as a whole team, they're not looking really too good to me. Now, individual play, there may be some guys individually who may be, you know, putting up some stats and trying to do the best they can to will the team. But collectively, they don't look that good. And Spadoni, you know, I'm kind of right there with you. Last show with Bonte, you mentioned about how Niner fans are spoiled. And, you know, you proved my point because I called in and I said how Niner fans, you guys have been fortunate to have the stability with the coaching staff. For multiple years, you guys have been able to bring the same guys in and keep the same core, whether from coaching to the top of the guys or whatever. But, you know, Niner fans are spoiled. And they seem to, you know, be upset even with a win. You know, me and Spadoni Raider fans, and you know, our slogan is just win, baby. Sometimes I think the Niners fans just need to just be happy with the win. And, you know, the chickens are going to be coming home to roost, man. Just like Draymond said, you guys can't be hot for, you can't be hot forever. You guys got to strike while the iron is hot. And right now, I don't like the team collectively. I don't think you guys are even going to make the playoffs.
Hey, Bud, before you go, let me throw this to you and Spadoni and everybody listening. Stani, you too. Can the Niner fans really be spoiled when they have not gotten it done? Mm. They've got the whole hell of a lot of winning, but there's blue balls in this. They have not. You get spoiled when you win it all.
You get spoiled by being there. You get spoiled by just even showing up there. You guys are spoiled even happy talking about being that four consecutive championship games or however many times they've been.
All right, I hear
you. You guys are spoiled.
All right. Because that's a lot of winning, right, Stani?
Yes. It's a lot of winning, but not quite enough. What if I told you, Goo, that I made a little mistake?
Oh.
So the Draymond Green sound, by the way, what I just played was incredible. But it was actually not the one
I wanted
to start with. I got them mixed up, and it's my fault.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. I appreciate the honesty.
This is what we used to call back in the day as the nut graph. But before we do that, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. All right, here it is.
All right.
This is Draymond Green, to me, at his best. And he asks a question, and he phrases it in a way that I got to ask 49er fans what they think. But just, this is the one, trust me.
There's a know-how once you do it, and Steve Kerr knows how. And so he know when to press the button. He know when to make the adjustment. He knows when to do the thing. because he know how to do it. And once you do it, it's just a feeling that you get. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's that. Boom, no problem. We got this. We know to do that now. Once y'all do it, because I think y'all will, but I'll tell you this, y'all got to do it fast, man, because you can't keep missing the window. When you miss it, you got, do you get this window?
Yeah.
And you got to kick that mother in. If you don't kick the window in, it slams shut.
Gotcha.
And I think y'all can do it and y'all will do it, but y'all got to kick the window in. And once you do it once, it's way more likely for you to do it twice than for you to do it once. It's way more likely.
That is Jedi.
That's incredible.
It is truth. He's telling Fred that, and Fred knows it, and that's why I got to give Fred, who else was it? Donnie, Trent, Kittle, this offseason, they didn't run from Super Bowl or bust. Now, the fans, you go, okay, well, but they didn't run from knowing, dude, we got a ticket. We got an era, and it might change. I'm not saying they can't get back, but damn it, Donnie, Debo, Bosa, they've been part of this, man. You got to, and Kyle, kick that, I can't say the other word, in.
Well, 888-957-9570. What do you think of that sound,
man,
from Draymond Green talking to Fred Warner? But I want to play the beginning of it one more time, and then I'm going to stop it and ask you a question.
There's a know-how once you do it, and Steve Kerr knows how. And so he know when to press the button. He know when to make the adjustment. He knows when to do the thing. Because
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Because he know how to do it. And once you do it, it's just a feeling.
Man. Does Kyle Shanahan have it?
Right now, I'm going to say no. And that's the real rat on the table. I'm with Draymond. I Pops had that ticket last year to cash. Niners win the Super Bowl. He got the NFC, but he didn't get the Super Bowl. Steiny, I'm watching. I can't tell you right now. My answer would be no. And this, after nine games, you know, a lot of it is, hey, McCaffrey was gone for eight, and they've been 3-4, 3-5. But the totality of the bear that is a season, the offseason, the middle game, the injuries, everything that needs to go your way, you can't keep squandering these opportunities, Donnie, and four straight, two Super Bowls. So to answer your question, I got to see him do it. Kyle.
Yeah, and here's the way I'm kind of interpreting everything about this window, this elusive window. And it's, if this is going to be the last iteration probably of this, let's say there's, you know, 22 guys on a football team.
Okay.
How many guys are going to be back, just guess, from the 22 to next year? How many guys are going to be on the team next year?
14 to 15.
Okay. So my feeling on this is, okay, this is the last window for this specific group, for Kittle, for Trent Williams, for Warner. I know Greenlaw's hurt, but maybe for him. But I also believe that next year's team, they'll have a window too.
But
it won't be with the exact same team. It'll be with 14 or 15 of the same guys. But I don't think their window closes after this year. That's
no,
just me.
Okay, no
what
problem.
What do 49er fans think? 888-957-9570.
Do you have a problem with me or anybody else saying, Steiner, you're right, the game's not going, the games are never going to go away. But
right.
One could say that iteration of the team didn't get it done as great as you were. yeah, I can't rob you of restarting the new window. But, Stani, would you have a problem? I think of the Tony Romo era in Dallas and DeMarcus Ware and Dez Bryant. They couldn't get it done. You look at that run, close, no cigar. We have to put that jacket on this if it happens this year, Stani, of, man, you know, you can go get it again because you got next season.
But and I know what I'm saying sounds like, well, if we don't win it this year, we'll just get another shot at it next year. And I know it sounds kind of cavalier, and I don't mean it like that. But, I mean, let me ask you this. Who are the players that are going to be on the team in 3 years? You think McCaffrey will still be playing in 3 years?
Oh, I'll say
Purdy?
Yes. Oh, no doubt.
Kittle?
Yes. Bosa?
Of course.
All right.
I guess what I'm wondering is, you know, how long is this specific team going to be together?
I'll do some math for you. The way you just set that up makes me think, not that they're not going to be good or have great teams. I mean, Stani, now we're talking about two or three more years of work and miles on these bodies.
Yeah.
And other teams, you know, getting better and closing the gap.
That's a great point.
It's why you just... They were so close, yeah, but they still are. But
not as close as they were last year.
I think there's a bunch of Spadonis and Buds running around right now, thinking this team is not championship caliber. But that's the beauty of sports. Nothing's exchanged right now. Nobody, you know, there's no finality to it. But I just think here it goes, Donnie. Yep. It gets harder and harder each time you don't get it.
I think you're right about that. And maybe one thing that might be happening with the 49ers this year is they're just this, and I get it, it's a very general statement, but maybe they're just, time is running short. They had their opportunity. They're wearing out a little bit, and they just don't have it, maybe.
And it's funny you didn't mention Debo. Did you do that by happenstance, or just you didn't say his name?
Well, okay,
that could be cloudy.
Here's what I believe.
Be part of the team.
Here's what I truly believe. Ayuk, Debo, Pearsall, Jennings.
I don't think all four.
I don't either.
Okay.
I don't either. I think somebody's got to go.
All right.
But, you know, does that mean it? That just means the window closed for one of the players who isn't there anymore. Yeah. But
Trent Williams, you don't think they want to win it for him? I don't think he's got three more years left. Now, he could play, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is an interesting one, too. Guys, and we can talk about this, and maybe this is a harsh reality we have to talk about. Guys, hold on, let me get this. Guys, the Warriors won championships because their stars played like champions.
That is, man.
Tell me what 49ers star player played like a star in last year's Super Bowl.
Forget Super
That's
Bowl.
That's the okay. difference.
I love that.
That's a great, I mean.
I'm not coming at Bosa. He didn't have a sack in the offs last year, Stani.
Right.
You can miss me with 100 million pressures. So I'm just, from that vantage point, Trent Williams in the Super Bowl, holding call, McCaffrey fumbled. They still could have won the game, but wow.
I mean, I completely agree with that assessment. I really do. The 49ers, they have not, forget the Super Bowl, you know, with Garoppolo. They did not play well enough in the postseason last year, and specifically in the Super Bowl, to be champions. They really didn't.
But their best game was in the Super Bowl, and that's why it hurt so much. No, Stani.
But they didn't play. Did not play well in the Super Bowl.
But they had a 10-point lead, and they were one decision coin toss in overtime of maybe changing everything from the psychology standpoint from Kansas City. So my point to you, Stani, is on the most important game,
yes,
they the defense held up, and they had a lead, and there were chances they could have closed it.
But they didn't.
Okay.
And that's what Draymond Green is talking about.
Right.
They didn't. And so I think what Draymond's saying is, even if they go through this year and they somehow get there again, guess what? Chiefs are going to have a huge advantage.
Right.
A huge advantage.
Well, what about the Lions, who you stole the game from them? Now they're, you know, I'm not, hey, There's somebody, 415 here. If you look at, and this is not fair, but you tell me what you think. If you look at the Lions team in totality, the Niners window has closed. It don't work like that. I get where you're going, and right now Detroit looks like the flavor of the month, but until I see it, and Spadoni's right, and maybe they lose in the first round, Stoney, I will really – how about this? This is how I live my life. Those Super Bowl losses will start to hurt more if now you can't even get back to that game. Because now you're thinking about, man, Stoney, we had a chance.
I mean, the way I look at it, I look at the Chiefs and the 49ers in the Super Bowl last year. And both teams, I thought, were okay. Like, I don't think either team played great. But Patrick Mahomes, to me, was the difference. Wow. Because he's Patrick Mahomes. So when I look at the 49ers losing that Super Bowl, yes, they could have won. That's the part that
hurts.
That, like, it's not like they lost 30-3. They had a shot at that game.
And had a lead.
Right. But
they didn't close. Right.
But why didn't they close? Because none of their star players made a play that could have changed the outcome of that game. They just didn't.
But Draymond mentioned Kerr. Just real quick. Can we put Kyle? Well,
yeah, that's fair.
Can we put Kyle?
That's fair.
Was he at his best
coaching? That's fair. That's completely fair. And let's get into it on the other side about this know-how that Draymond Green talks about. Does Kyle Shanahan have the know-how to kick in the window, so to speak? 888-957-9570 is the number. It is, is it payday?
I hate when you do that. No, it's not. But it's
because I wasn't here last week, so I didn't.
It's Jake Paul Tyson Warriors Memphis for the cup.
It's cup game?
Yep. Cup game. I'm positive. I just saw it down the screen. I hate when you doubt me.
Tonight, of course, is a cup game, ladies and gentlemen. Spadoni gave me the thumbs up. That's official. Right. That is official. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll read this text on the other side because it's another interesting take on what happened last year in the Super Bowl. Hey, picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire, enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. This time of year, it's magical at the Inn at the Tides. Special midweek rates start at just $159 per night. Book your escape now. InnAtTheTides.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it off.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.